Yesterday was Giving Tuesday. The giving doesn't end on Giving Tuesday. It continues. And one of our favorite people, Courtney White, is here. Courtney is the president and founder of Culinary Care. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I hope yesterday was a good day.
It was a great day.
And it does continue.
It does continue.
All right. You started Culinary Care when?
5 years ago.
And the genesis of it was?
I lost my father to lung cancer when I was in high school. And we had friends and family that stepped in and brought us meals every night for months. And it was just such a huge help. And what our motto is today, it just gave us one less thing that we had to think about in an already stressful time and brought our family together every night. So it was just something that I wanted to be able to share with others in the community that, you know, might need just a good
meal. That's why I love the idea, because it feels like a little thing and it's really a big thing, because it's what you said. It's not just providing meals. I've just got to eat. It's not just providing meals. It's the idea that you're going to get together at a time where you all need to be together and talk. And not just talk about the horrible thing you're going through, but just be together as a family and talk. I think that's a huge part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is a huge part of it. And we've actually had patients that we've served that have said we brought their families back together. And we actually deliver everything to the hospital. So it's those moments where you're sitting in the hospital and you're bored and you don't know what to do. And a lot of the time you don't have food.
Right.
And so being able to provide that connection and that support while you're there, and being able to, you know, have something else to talk about, and, you know, hearing from our patients that it's just an escape. It makes them feel like they're not even there. We've actually had some patients that have told us that they actually look forward to going to chemo now because they are going to be awaiting this incredible meal.
They're eating good.
Restaurants.
Yeah. And the other part of this I like, just from the physicality of it, is, you know, anybody that's gone through this, and I have as well, you end up going, well, I'm just going to run down to the cafeteria and grab something quick. I'll come back up. You wait here, and everybody splits up.
Yep.
Now I can see you all sitting in a waiting room talking about the Bears and talking about something other than what's the obvious thing, the elephant in the room.
Yeah, and it definitely, I mean, we've had experiences where, you know, what was rushing from, you know, a lot of the patients we serve are also going to work. So, mm-hmm. you know, you start in the morning, you're rushing over to the hospital, you're scarfing something down either beforehand, maybe you forgot to eat, and now you're in the hospital and it's just something that you're not thinking about. And when your family and friends are coming to visit, the last thing you want to do is send them out to go get some food for you.
Right.
So it just makes it a lot easier and less stressful of an experience. And that's what it's all about.
Well, it's interesting because that's such a big part of care, is because we see neighbors and friends and families, ways that they can support when someone has cancer or is a debilitating disease, is to bring food. And it's something that is almost overlooked as just charity, meaning, oh, this is the only way I can help because I don't know how else to help. So it makes sense. When you've been doing this for as long as you have, do you notice that connection, the idea that the role food plays just in how care develops?
Yeah, I mean, food, it has been incredible to learn. Food has a different meaning to every single person. And I think that's been the most incredible thing that I've learned over these past 5 years, is just for some people, it's bringing their family together. For others, it's a sense of hope and encouragement. For others, it's literally physical strength and gaining weight and being able to have the strength to fight cancer. And so for everybody, it really truly means something so, so personal. And that's a lot of what our service is focused on, is keeping that personalness that food is to all of our patients and making it as customized as possible.
You know, I don't want to keep you here when you need to be out doing your job, but I want to get Sandberg in here because she may be your stalker.
I like every post that Culinary Care and Courtney put up, because every day they're working so hard delivering this food to people. And you also share a personal experience with people as the person when you bring food.
Yeah.
You know, there's a face of somebody that's handing this off. It's not a blind drop-off.
Sure.
One thing, though, you just mentioned about the cancer patients and needing nourishment to heal and things like that. That's something that you discovered when you started doing this. This isn't just like the families need food just because they need dinner, but it's actually malnourishment with people that are going through treatment. There's a high percentage of malnourishment in people getting treatment, correct?
Yeah, it's definitely been one of the more, I actually didn't know that when I started the organization. So it was as simple as when I started, it was just something that was so helpful for my family and I. And then when we started doing this, we had all this research that was being shared with us. And, you know, research shows that about 80% of cancer patients are malnourished to some degree. and then you have 1 in 5 cancer deaths that are actually a direct consequence of malnutrition itself. So it's a really complex problem, and what we've seen on our end is just the exhaustion, depression is really common, and then just, you know, kind of taking food for granted. It's really easy to rush through the day, and I'm sure we've all had those experiences where, you know, it's 3 o'clock and we're like, oh gosh, you know, we forgot to eat lunch.
Well, then if you're dealing with somebody with cancer, you're not exactly thinking about, you know, eating.
And you're, and you're sitting, you know, you're sitting in treatments for 8 hours, 12 hours a day, and it's just not, food is just not top of mind. So that's where our organization's stepping in. It's, we're taking on that challenge. I'm thinking about food all the time anyways, so if we
You should eat then, because you're very thin. I don't want to be your Jewish mother here, but you know, and I look at your list of partners. It's amazing. I don't even know how you've had time to call all these different restaurants, let alone meet with them or whatever you have to do this. So what do you need? You need money? You need volunteers? You need both?
Yeah, right now we are actually, we have our holiday campaign, which just launched yesterday. So we are raising funds to provide meals to an additional 250 families next year.
Wow.
So every family, for them to be able to have access to our support throughout the year, it's just $300. So as families are getting together, you know, this holiday season, looking for opportunities to give back, a lot of the holidays are centered around food. We just had Thanksgiving last week where we all got together around the table with family and friends. So it's that time of year where, as you're, you know, gathering around the table, think of our families. And that's something we've literally heard from patients, that it's, for us, our program is like Thanksgiving for them all year round. Or, you know, we did a interview last year and she said it was like Christmas in September. So it is.
Well, that'll make you cry, won't it?
And this isn't just a cast off food. These are amazing
partners.
Maggiano's, I think, was your first food, your first restaurant partner.
Yes,
correct?
They were.
Yeah.
Everyone, everyone in Chicago, the top 100 favorite restaurants in Chicago that people go to, it looks like all of them.
And I like to eat at all of our partners. So.
I looked at, last time I looked at the website, I think it was 7,000 meals and counting.
Yeah, we're about 8,500 now.
Well, tremendous.
5 years, so, and about 1,500 patients. So it's definitely a, there's a huge need out there. So we're just scratching the surface right now.
CulinaryCare.org, best place for all of that, including volunteering?
Yep.
Good, nice to see you.
Good to see you.
It's a wonderful legacy for your dad. I hope you're proud of that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for being on.